Good morning. So how are you today? Fair to middling or creaking at the joints? Are you keeping okay? Or have you got aches and pains? The reason I ask is because this is a special thought for the day for all of us pain sufferers. If you're not in pain today, well, just you wait. How we cope with pain is largely determined by our attitude to it. And it seems to me there are basically five attitudes available. One, pain is irrelevant, of no significance whatsoever. Just overrule it, give it no house room, don't let it take centre stage, don't let it take over your life. Pain, what pain? Or two, pain is the enemy. It's a real threat and it will try to take over our life, but we have to resist it. Zero tolerance. Show it who is boss. Vanquish it, crush it. Apply mind over matter, willpower over pain. It is a battle. It's a battle we must win if we're to have any peace. Three, pain is our friend rather than our enemy. Pain is an early warning system. Pain alerts us to dangers which might harm us. For example, a pain in our foot tells us not to put weight on it and stops us hurting ourselves. Pain protects us. It stops us overdoing things. Pain can also create sympathy and empathy within us and a fellow feeling for other sufferers. So embrace it as a friend. When we see pain as the enemy, the battle mode all the time wears us out. But when we accept it as a friend, it takes a lot of the aggro and sting out of it. Four, pain is our servant. It's a terrible master, but it's a good servant. No pain, no gain, as they say. Athletes run through the pain barrier, and by doing so they toughen up both physically and mentally. Pain's a good teacher of patience and the ability to grin and bear things. When life is too easy, many people moan and groan. But when life gets hard and painful, it's amazing how often it seems to refine characters and bring out the best characteristics in people. And five, pain is bad, but it can be turned to good. The Bible says, all things can work together for good to those who love God. Pain is the dark threads in the tapestry of life. Though dark in themselves, they contribute to the beauty of the overall picture. We never need to waste any experience of pain. It can always be turned to our advantage and be made to contribute to our character building, and it can help us to enrich other people around us. You've probably guessed by now that there's some truth in all five points of view. One of the pains in life is trying to work out which attitude to pain is the best one in any given situation. So don't worry about it, just remember, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer.